Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
one? UCR.
Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you nonstop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hey everybody, how are you doing tonight? It is an amazing Tuesday, and this is, of course, No Rules, Just Mike, and I'm your fantastic host, Topher, and we are getting ready for a wonderful, very exciting Tuesday show. Christian?
What's up, Topher? I'm excited, glad to be back at our normal spot, of course. We appreciate those who stuck with us on those random Wednesdays we did because of the holidays. But yeah, man, ready to go. Excited to be back. No rules, just Mike. Tuesday, 8 o'clock.
Yes, very excited that we're back on our regular show on Tuesdays. We have a lot to talk about. A lot of stuff has happened in the last... Whoa. You need to put that shit on mute. So,
wait,
we've got a lot of... I hear your road traffic.
I'll mute you while you're talking. Go ahead.
Okay. So we've got a lot to talk about. My weekend was, you know, a lot of fun. I didn't do a whole lot during the weekend, but we'll get to that in a minute. So I started taking down my Christmas stuff. I know I'm a little late, but, you know, I was just utterly lazy, and there's no other way to say it. So we've got a couple of our Christmas trees down. We still have a couple more to take down. I went to the beach. I went to Folly Beach, which is what they call the edge of America, because it's the furthest part of the East Coast that juts out into the Atlantic Ocean. There is actually a pier that's about, I think it's a quarter mile long from one end to the other. And all the way down at the end, there's this big gazebo, and it's a really cool place. But right on the beach, there's a place called Blue, which is attached to one of the more popular hotels that's in that area called The Tides. If you guys are ever looking to stay at Folly, that's probably the place that you'd want to go to because it's beautiful. Everybody has an ocean view. It's 8 floors of just beautiful scenery. You have birds. You have the waves crashing on the sand. I stayed there for my honeymoon last year, and it was just a lot of fun. And attached to it's probably one of the best little outdoor restaurants that you can go to. It has a big gazebo, and you can drink out there, and it's awesome. It's a lot of fun. So we did that on Saturday, and then on Sunday, I really didn't do a whole lot of anything. But Monday, yesterday, I started my possible new position at work. I'm in the process of getting a promotion, moving to a different location in my job. And I'm very excited about that. So I've been really, really occupied with that for the last couple of days. So, you know, just bear with me with that throughout my excitement. So, you know, we'll see what happens, and I'll keep you guys posted on that. Also, before we go any further, I want to do my weigh-in. I want to do my Topher's Weight Watcher Challenge update. I weighed in, and I have lost so far 4 pounds, which is very exciting. Christian,
did you say
4 pounds? 4 pounds.
Wow, awesome, man. Good for you in 1 week. That's awesome.
Yes. Tough.
And also, congrats on the possible new job. I didn't have a chance to say that, but two good pieces of news. Congrats on that, and awesome job with the challenge.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, it was tough at first to try to get into the swing of things and to try to kind of portion your food and you know, make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do. But what I found that really works is actually drinking a lot of water. And water, it curbs your appetite. It makes you feel better. You're peeing like a racehorse, which is fine. But, you know, it kind of all is – kind of comes out in the wash, you know, at the end of the week when you step on the scale and you find that you're 4 pounds lighter. You know, you do a little happy dance on a little scale. So I'm excited. My next step is to start incorporating exercise, start, you know, walking more. I have the P90X, and I have it's a version of P90X called the 10-minute trainer, which literally it takes 10 minutes to do probably the best workout you'll ever do in your entire life. It's nonstop, high intensity. There's no rest at all, and it works your upper body, your lower body. It goes over cardio, abs, and it even does some yoga. It's a lot of fun. So I'm going to start working that into my routine. That way I'm not just, you know, skinny and flab. I'm toned and fit and, you know, sexy. So that's going to be my next challenge for this coming week, along with doing Weight Watchers. So I know Chris Berson said that he is 8 days soda and sweet tea free. Congratulations. I'm pretty sure that your pancreas is happy that you're not having to, you know, process all of that crap. But awesome. That's good for you. Very good.
Yeah, bravo. Bravo. And I'm sure I'm just getting into the chat room here in a minute. I know some other folks were talking about New Year's resolutions and things that they were looking to do, and I'm sure some of them are doing well also. Yeah, make sure you let us know in the chat room, like Berson did. If you've got something good going on in your life, let us know about it.
Yeah, we like good stories. We like happy stories. If there's something you want to share with us, we'll absolutely listen to you. And if you guys want to even call in and put it on the air, you're more than welcome to. We'd love for you guys to chime in with what you have to say. We're always accepting phone calls. You can call us at 323-417-6705. I know that a lot of you guys are having problems with the chat room because that's just blog talk being blog talk. So you can always call in, and if you want to, you know, go on the air, just press number one. Otherwise, we'll see that you're there just listening to the show, and you can hang out with us via your phone. So we take all kinds of listeners. I know I try and stand. I'm interested to find out how substituting lemon for sugar works. We got to talk about that a little bit. Maybe you can call in and educate me, because I do love lemons, and I do love sugar probably just as much. So if you can help me curb my sugar, I would greatly appreciate it. So if you want to call in, please do. Christian, how was your weekend?
Not anywhere near as exciting as yours, unfortunately, but sometimes that's okay. I was actually off all weekend, but the girlfriend was not. I did have a couple of things I had to do in the way of errands and things. Not, like I said, nothing too exciting. Did discover a new little bakery in town that is awesome for those in the area. Brown's Court
Ooh.
Bakery, brand new place, delicious, small, little kind of hidden away. Area. I'll be writing about it on my website, holycitycenter.com, in the next day or so. But delicious. They make something called a sriracha croissant. So it's a delicious, like, buttery croissant with a little bit of heat on top from the sriracha they baked into it. It's so good.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, where is it?
Yeah. It's on St. Philip Street.
Is
downtown
that downtown?
Charles. Yeah,
okay.
Downtown. Yep. It's like it's the only business really in that area. It's in an old Charleston-style home. For those who don't know what that means, it means that when you look at it straight on, it's really skinny, but it goes like far, far back. That's just the way these old Charleston homes are. So it's kind of strange to walk in there. They kind of have like two counters almost, and one's behind a chimney. It's kind of weird, but that's just the design they got to work with. But they bake their own breads daily, pastries. So they've got, like, delicious-looking bread and cookies, and it's just phenomenal. They had scones, like a bacon cheddar scone with pork bellies cooked into it. It was so good. I had that, too.
You're not helping my Weight Watchers diet.
Sure. I know. Maybe to celebrate or something like that. But they also have, you know, just regular bread and coffee and teas. You know, tea would be good. You could do that. But they're just a phenomenal place. Pretty new. No one really knows a lot about it. Once people
right.
start going there, though, I think it's going to, like, be really busy because the food and everything there is phenomenal. A little bit pricey, you know, in for what you're getting, but
right.
that's because it's homemade and the portions are pretty big. Like, the cookies are the size of, like, three cookies, and you get a whole loaf of bread in some instances if you go to them for that. So pretty awesome. But other than that, weekend was pretty slow, pretty quiet.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, the news is really kind of buzzing. There was a lot of stuff going on in the news. I know you sent me an article.
Yes.
It was about Amanda Todd's harassers. What was that about?
Well, yeah, it's tied into that. For those who we talked about this a long, long time ago, Amanda Todd was a teen who was just constantly harassed by people in her, I think high school it was, online, cyberbullying, the whole thing. She ended up killing herself. So it was, you know, it's already a tragic story. Now, this is months ago that this happened, and these people were, you know, people in her school, even after she killed herself, are still harassing her, you know, even though she was dead. You know, they're posting these, you know, we're glad she killed herself, you know, Facebook groups and just, like, just making, like, little internet memes with her picture about how she killed. It was just awful. So, anyway, so that happened, and that was a few months ago, and that was all terrible. And that group, Anonymous, that a lot of you probably are aware of, they're a hacking group, who claim that they hack for good. They use their hacking skills to find out who those people were. And number one, a lot of times they would hack into their, if they created a website or their Facebook profile, they'd hack into it, remove the stuff, kind of like vigilante justice almost. So that happened. Now, there's another horrific story coming out of a school, Steubenville High School. I'm going to double check exactly where that is while I'm talking about this. In Ohio, Steubenville, Ohio. Just you can read the details online. It's brutal. It's awful. But this girl, a high school student, was quite possibly given like a roofie of some kind, and was raped repeatedly by a couple of at least two people. Other people witnessed it. Somebody actually videotaped something they were doing to her in the car, and just awful, awful, awful stuff. And you know, in the wake of this, you know, a lot of people felt justice wasn't done because the school was trying to protect these guys because they're football players. And so there's this big, big to-do over it. And again, Anonymous steps in, and they say, if these people don't come clean, you know, this whole community of adults who are hiding out these kids and stuff, we're gonna you know, have our vigilante justice again. So that's exactly what they did. They hacked into, like, these kids' accounts. They uncovered a bunch of evidence through Twitter and Facebook conversations. And then they posted these kids' names online, not the victim. They posted the you know, the kids who possibly raped this girl. Posted their information, hacked some sites where people were, you know, saying rude comments about the girl and stuff like that. So, you know, there's a lot of details that you can read on it. And I know I gave a gist of it just now. But what I wanted and what I was interested in is everyone's opinion as far as how do we feel about this group, Anonymous. You know, you've got this hacker group, and when you think of hackers, you always think that they're, like, the people stealing your passwords and getting into your bank account and things like that. But this group, Anonymous, prides themselves on going after criminals, whether perceived or otherwise. You know, they would hack, you know, for instance, Westboro Baptist Church, when everything was going on, saying they were going to picket the funerals in Newtown. They hacked into the Westboro Baptist Church, like, pulled down their site, and then put up a bunch of these people's information, social security numbers, and all this other stuff. So, you know, one, are they going too far? And two, how do we feel about it? You know, in a system that, a legal system that's broken, you know, how do you feel about them coming out and kind of bringing justice for the people, victims that can't speak for themselves?
It's kind of cool, you know. I think that it's good to know that there are still good people out there, regardless of if they're hackers or not, you know? I think that, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know. I've been kind of going back and forth with this. Yes, I think it's a good thing that they're sticking, they're standing up for people who no longer have a voice for, you know, one reason or the other. And on the other hand, it's invasion of privacy. It's, you know, it's illegal to hack into somebody's personal account and edit stuff and change stuff. You know, just because they're doing it for good doesn't necessarily mean it's a good thing. So you have to weigh kind of the pros and cons.
I've been going back and forth, especially today after reading about, I first heard about the Anonymous group getting involved last night. And so I kind of looked at it a little bit more today. And I'm going back and forth. You know, even if these kids did commit this crime, they are kids, number one.
Right.
It is a horrible crime, if it is in fact true. And that's the thing. Like, they're releasing info that they recovered from Twitter accounts and Facebook and cell phone pictures and stuff that they got their hands on. that pretty much proves that, yeah, okay, yeah, these kids did it. But they are circumventing the judicial system, which, you know, is supposed to be innocent until proven guilty and all that. And then what, like Burson just said in the chat room, it is illegal. You know, hacking is illegal. You know, do the ends justify the means? It's a tough call. When it came to the Westboro thing, I thought it was awesome that they hacked the website and brought it down. I felt kind of about them posting, like, those people's social security numbers.
Right.
You know, even though these are horrible people, you know, was that taking it a step too far? Yeah, that probably was. And that might be the case here, where it started out on a good foot and it's kind of snowballed. It's hard. It's hard to say what they're doing is wrong, because then you feel like you're almost defending these people who did, you know, who raped this girl repeatedly and did not even care, show no remorse over it. And that's not the case, though, but it kind of might seem that way, that you're trying to defend these kids that don't deserve any defending whatsoever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you said, it's a very tough subject. You know, when you first see it, you're like, yeah, screw those people. I'm glad someone's sticking up for that girl and the people who think this is wrong and nothing is being done about it, but they are doing it by illegal means. It's tough. What do you think? I mean, do the ends justify the means in this scenario? It's also like WikiLeaks. I wanted to point that out, too, that with Julian Assange.
Right.
So they were all those internal things with the government and stuff like that. You know, stuff's being released that, as a country, you're like, yeah, we should know that. We should know about that. But they're doing it in a legal fashion a lot of the time, or they have a leaker within the company or within the government. It's one of those, like, need-to-know versus want-to-know kind of things as well.
Gotcha. Well, I have Toku on the line, and I want to find out what his opinion
okay.
is, because Toku is always opinionated.
Absolutely.
Hey, Toku, what's going on, man?
What's up, Topher? Now, while I understand how people are saying that, you know, what they do is illegal and all that, yeah, so what? Here's my thing about this. A lot of the times, the people who are being the offender and stuff are the people that the police don't do shit about, okay? So take the incident in Ohio, for example, with the kids and the girl, right?
Right.
Okay. They were football players, stars of the fucking school, and they're protected by everyone from the parents to the school to the police because they are that good in that community. Okay?
Right.
So in that sense, they didn't put out the social security numbers. They only put out the information that was already made public. My opinion in this standing, Chris, I see what you said. No. But what I'm saying is this. If what they do kicks the judicial system in the butt and gets the judicial system going, fine. In the case of Westboro Baptist Church, technically the courts cannot step in because of the First Amendment right. And I don't have a problem with First Amendment rights. It's when you get an idiot group like Westboro Baptist Church that thinks they're holier than thou, trying to say, oh, you all don't know what we know about God. And it's like, who are you to tell us?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In my eyes, anonymous in today's world is a necessary evil. It's not the best thing.
Right.
But it's not the worst thing in the world. I mean, I've mentioned this on AMC Press a couple times. I've got personal experience with both sides of the fence in the computing industry. I've been on both sides. Right now, I'm on the good side. I'm on the side that protects people. But because of my past and knowing how hacking and all that occurs, I know how they're doing this. And quite honestly, a lot of this stuff is just open to the public anyway. They're not getting anything extraordinary except for the Social Security numbers, which that does require a little bit of getting into stuff. But when you're just getting names, addresses, phone numbers, a simple meta search finds all that information. Okay.
Right.
Simple meta search.
Don't you think that it's a little bit offensive? So you know, it's one thing for somebody to look that information up on their own. It's another thing for it to be put in somebody else's hand, you know, via a third party. I think it's a little bit of an invasion of privacy, if you ask me.
Well, I agree with that. Yes, and I'm playing hardcore devil's advocate here, Topher, okay?
Right. I hear you.
I'm really, because I've been on both sides of the fence, but a lot of times the anonymous group feels like, you know, especially in the case of government corruption and shit, and the churches and that are immune from reprisal due to the fact of the First Amendment rights. I kind of see it both ways. That's my thing, you know. I understand why Anonymous does it. I understand their purpose. I've been on their side of the fence before, so I could kind of.
You kind of relate.
Yeah. Do I think that it's right all the time? No, not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It
like
does.
In the case of Westboro,
yeah, absolutely.
I think it was right. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you're right. Like you said, a lot of stuff is public record anyway. There are some times that they uncover things, but it's not until they take it that step further with the socials and stuff like that it's really bad. You know, hacking, if they're just pulling stuff from a public Facebook or a post or a Twitter account, it's a little different. You know, that's not necessarily hacking and not doing anything wrong. It's just compiling information and releasing it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I agree with you on that. There's different levels to it.
Right. Chuck, you always have awesome thoughts. You always have awesome opinions. I really do appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much.
No problem, man.
Have a good one, buddy.
Yep.
So congrats to Toku, our first caller. I know we've had, and I think I've seen his number pop up before, to try to call in the past, but we haven't had a screener before. So we're finally getting going now that we know some folks and you know that you guys have some awesome opinions. So congratulations to him, and thanks for the feedback. It was interesting to hear him talk about his history. I hadn't heard him talk about that previously, to know that he's been on kind of both sides of the computer hacking thing, and to know what it takes and when it can be used for good. It's such a weird thing, because part of me just is like, yes, these people deserve it, they're bad people, but again, when it comes to you know, the ends justifying the means, does illegally hacking a site or an email, does it really, is that make it a good thing? I don't know. And I think people that we're reading in the chat room are conflicted about it. You know, if it's going to bring people to justice, you know, that's cool. But then, you know, like person in the chat room takes it that step further. Okay, well, where do you draw the line? If I commit murder and that somehow leads to justice for somebody else, is that okay? Obviously an extreme example, but kind of gets us down that path.
It does.
You know what I mean? Where that thinking is, okay, well, this is a horrible crime and people should be punished for it. You know, but when those kids just joking about something, you know, just being stupid kids that aren't involved in something, all of a sudden getting involved.
But you know what I have to say?
Yeah.
I think that you and I And I hate to say it, I think that we have outgrown what it is to be a kid. Kids, when we were growing up, when we were kids, are not the same kids that are out there today. They're like kids on steroids. You know, when you get made fun of when we were kids, you'd get fun of, you'd get picked on, you'd have your occasional fight. Now it is full on kids lose their fucking shit and they go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Well, they're connected.
And now they have the internet.
You know?
Yes,
exactly.
Yes. They have the internet at their disposal, and they know how to manipulate the internet to where they are able to bully. Now you're able to hack into people's accounts and say, you know, bogus stuff and make up a bunch of lies about people. And I think a lot of people are not as I'm going to sound really awful, but you know, when I was brought up, you know, it was yes, you're getting picked on, but you can do something about it. You can choose to change that. You know, if you're going to beat the shit out of them. If you're going to, you know, tell your teacher, you tell your teacher. You know, you develop a backbone, especially if you're getting picked on all the time. You grow a thick skin and you develop a backbone. You know how to stand up for yourself. I don't know if kids today can really do that. They
no, it's a lot harder.
But it's a lot harder to stand up for yourself and know your true self because everybody else that's picking on you really just kind of dumbs you down and they make you feel bad about yourself. So who you are is really kind of blurred because you think that it's important for you to be popular. You know, kids today think it's important for you to have all these friends. But when you're getting picked on left and right, you know, you start to wonder, are they right? You know, am I really this way? And I think what ends up happening is a lot of kids get succumbed into all this bullying and peer pressure, and it's really disgusting. It's really
bad. Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, we talked about it in the past, I believe, about cyberbullying. Kids, when we talked about Amanda Todd in the past, you can't escape it. You used to be able to leave school, and, yeah, you might be bummed out or upset about being bullied or picked on, but it ends.
Exactly.
And it doesn't end. And with that, like you said, there's always, you know, and we talked about the bullying thing, how you and I have been on both sides where, you know, we've been picked on or something, but we also had picked on somebody and how you feel awful about it now, even, you know, as adults. And how when you were picked on, some of that stuff sticks with you for your whole life, as stupid as it is. And, you know, that you think about the times you were peer pressured into bullying someone, something like that can happen online much easier. It's easy for people to pretend they're somebody that they're not, way easier than it is to do it in person. So there's kids that get dragged into stuff. Now, the kids who committed this crime, that's one thing. But the people who didn't commit the crime but are just saying stupid shit or, you know, oh, I heard this or I heard that, who's to say that Anonymous didn't hack their account and see that, oh, I heard this, and then just ran with it? You know,
exactly.
And then they're like, oh, yeah, we uncovered information that this happened, and there's no proof of it besides that he said, she said. So even though it's like, yes, vigilante internet justice, you know, they're doing the right thing, you know, you really don't know. They're not, and I don't even trust, quote-unquote, trusted news sources as much as people do because you don't know where they're getting these info nowadays. So if I can't trust NBC, ABC, Fox, CNN, all those people to provide accurate information, how are you going to assume that this internet hacker group is? They don't have journalistic skills or integrity necessarily.
These kids that did this really need to be tried as adults. Sorry. I don't care
if it's
how
true,
old you are.
Which it appears to be, because there's like pictures of them carrying this girl. There's stuff that's come out that. These kids did something pretty close to what's being reported, if not exactly. It's awful. I don't know, like Toku said, you know, groups like Anonymous, they're the most visible, but it's almost like a necessary evil when things aren't being done right. You know, the police aren't investigating fully, according to people in the town, this crime because of the kids that are involved and the school trying to make it go away. Part of you thinks it's good, and part of you is wondering how good it is. You know, what if you got swept up in something because of a silly comment you made or something that was taken out of context, and you're not even involved in this stuff? There's a kid at Ohio State University who made a bunch of terrible, stupid, idiotic comments about this whole thing, and because of that, Anonymous released his name. You know, he was like, this kid got wasted, I guess, at college, which we've all done. And he was on video talking about this rape, and he said some really idiotic things, and it spread like wildfire. His people were trying to find out his class schedule. They were trying to find out what dorm he is in. The kid did something stupid, but does he deserve to have people, like, stalking him? No, not especially since he wasn't the one who committed the crime. He just said something really stupid about it. You know, how many times have you and I been drunk in our lifetime, even as adults, and have said something stupid? Maybe not in the grand scale of something that's nationally going on, and then it's put on the Internet. But could you imagine if something stupid you said in college was videotaped and put on the Internet? Just as easy that we could be dragged into something. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's where it goes too far. With people who really aren't directly involved in it, just let them be. You know, like, yeah, he's an idiot, but you don't need to be posting his personal info on there, his class schedule and things like that.
That's where it just gets dangerous, and then it becomes this whole domino effect where people are after this person, and, you know, they seek out whatever justice happens, and then there's going to be these people who are going to retaliate because this happened. It's not good. Nothing good comes from it at all.
Internet,
you know, they may be trying to help, but they're going to make it a whole lot worse for people. I think they just need to mind their own damn business and just let whatever's going to happen, happen.
Right. And that's what I think Chris was saying in the chat, which was you got to let the justice system play out. You might not like the speed at which it goes, and it can drag on. For instance, James Holmes, the shooter from Aurora, is just going to court yesterday was the first day. And it's like that happened this summer. Like, it takes a long time, and there's so many appeals and things like that. It gets frustrating. I get that. Believe me, I get it. You're like, this person should already be in jail for life. But there's a process for a reason, and it's faulty as it is. You got to let it go sometimes.
Right, right.
But, you know, once the process got rolling, if it looked like these kids were going to get off scot-free, if the police were saying something different than what was uncovered, that's one thing to then release some stuff that maybe the police didn't have access to because they don't have the ability to hack like these people do to get information like that. But they might have been a little bit too early to jump the gun on that one. But just like a lot of stuff we talk about, we try to talk about stuff that's in the news, but it's kind of, where do you stand? Just like with Westboro Baptist, we all agreed that these are awful people, but they do have the right to say these terrible things because of the First Amendment. We've talked about gun control before. There's no easy answer to a lot of this stuff, but I always appreciate seeing everybody's opinion, even if they're just trying to hold advocate that necessarily believe. So, I don't know.
Right, right.
For sure, we'll hear more about that in the future.
You want to move on to some less touchy subjects. And you know what? I love how, you know, that topic kind of snowballed, you know, a 30-minute conversation. That's
absolutely
awesome. You know, that really, makes it a lot of fun. That's what I like to hear. I like to hear when we come up with something that everybody wants to toss in, you know, their own opinions. This is your No Rules Radio Show, guys. You guys can say whatever you want and call in whatever you want if you guys have something that you want to air. What? Oh.
I said fuck balls cock. You said I could say whatever I wanted.
That's classic Christian. All right.
No, you're right. And we may be the host, but you guys are here week after week, a lot of you. And we've got some new listeners. For instance, I don't know if he's still listening, but a good friend of mine, Laquel, he is listening for the first time. Really appreciate him tuning in. He tunes in when we're having one of our heavier conversations of all time. But
right.
I appreciate
it. It gets happier, I promise. It really does.
It does. It's about to. And we don't mention her enough, but because she tweets at me during the show, is Burston's sister, actually. So we don't have that kind of direct, or not direct, the immediate response like we do with some of the people in the chat room, but she's been an avid listener for the last few weeks. So we appreciate that as well. Toku, of course, constantly on here. iShine fan, we see a lot. Allison, we see quite a bit. Jennifer Mulholland, I've seen a few times. So thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it. And even though, like I said, Topher and I are the host, you guys are here, and we try to incorporate you guys as much as we can because you guys have a lot of good opinions. And it's supposed to be like a discussion amongst friends, just having a beer, hanging out on a Tuesday night, just chit-chatting, shooting the shit. And I think, like you said, that was cool. We don't plan these conversations. We might have a topic, but we don't really plan about what we're going to hit on. So you guys kind of direct it. So we appreciate it.
Right. We do. We do. We really do. I want to talk about this stupid-ass Teen Mom star. Oh, what is her name? Sarah something or other.
She's
the one that waxed her 3-year-old daughter's unibrow.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
And this isn't even one of those, like, TMZ uncovers that. Like, this girl, Farrah Abraham, I don't watch Teen Mom. I'm familiar with the show. I've seen a couple episodes. But I don't know who this girl is personally. She waxed her 3-year-old daughter's eyebrows because apparently she had a unibrow. So she waxed them. This is just fantastic. Let me read you some points from the USmagazine.com article. Number one, Farrah herself received $16,000 worth of plastic surgery. She's 20 years old, and she's already had $16,000 worth of plastic surgery. So that's another argument or issue in and of itself. But anyway, she has a 3-year-old daughter, and she waxed her unibrow. And when her daughter fell asleep, she went through and, like, used tweezers to remove the remaining hairs, like pulling these out while her daughter was asleep. So taking in all of that, 3-year-olds getting their eyebrows, getting anything waxed, anything outside of a normal haircut, what the fuck is the only thing I can really say. Like, just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't have a child. The closest I have is my brother and his wife had a baby recently. That's the closest I can feel an attachment to a child. I could not even imagine, because my brother and his wife are, you know, normal and not crazy. I can never imagine them telling me that, you know, like, hey, yeah, you know, his eyebrows looking like Anthony Davis from Kentucky, the unibrow, we just had to get it waxed. I can't even, it just boggles my mind.
It's disgusting. It's really kind of what it all boils down to. It's probably the most shallow thing a mother can do to a child.
Yeah, it's trying to improve your 3-year-old's looks.
She's 3 years old. When she's older and she doesn't want the unibrow, let her take care of that. But it's unacceptable. I mean, I'm surprised that Family Services has not gotten involved in this, because who knows what else that this mother's done to this daughter or to her daughter.
Right.
I mean, it's gross. It's just gross.
I know she's the girl's 3 years old, so she's not really going to process it as my mom thinks I'm not attractive or, you know, that I'm ugly or something. So I don't think there's going to be any long-term damage. But if you imagine she's doing this at 3 years old, when this daughter gets older, you know that this crazy bitch is going to be saying stuff about, you got to change this. You don't look attractive. You need to, you know, do this with your clothes. You need to do this with your body. Oh, mommy got this done for plastic surgery. You need to, too. What's wrong with your nose? Whatever it is. This is going to,
right,
you know, you know, assuming that this stuff continues, and why wouldn't you when at 3 years old she's doing this to her daughter? Now, not all parents who have kids young as teenagers are stupid and irresponsible, but this is one of the reasons why. Number one, why is this girl on television?
If
it's a documentary or whatever, you know, which I get, that's interesting, like, oh, wow, yeah. I never lived through that, thankfully. I wasn't a teenager who had a kid and had to deal with those issues. How do these people do that? That is interesting. But then you get these kids on TV, and they think they're popular, and they think they're famous, and then they make a decent chunk of change, and why?
No, well, she's famous just like a Kardashian's famous. She doesn't have to keep her goddamn legs closed. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Oh, sorry. Oh, I can't. Sorry. I didn't mean to say the GD word. I'm sorry. I got a little heated. My apologies.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't offend anybody. I'm sorry. That better not go viral. I will be very excited but pissed off because I said something bad. I'm sorry.
Anonymous will be hacking you. And we'll be sending your personal emails with all your other GD bombs that you've dropped out into the world.
I don't normally say that. It was a slip-up, but seriously, that shit pisses me off. You're famous,
no,
and
absolutely.
You're on this television show, and you get all this fame because you don't have to keep your legs closed.
Right.
I mean, really.
That's true. And on the base level, like, I don't know, when her daughter's 3, so she had a kid at 17. A lot of people in the chat room, they probably had sex at that age or before, if not, not long after that. So it could have happened to a lot of people. How you dealt with that and how you deal with it going forward is what really is telling, you know? And I don't know how she is as a parent. Otherwise, again, I don't know this girl personally. I never watched the show either. I don't know what she was like on the show. Not that that
right.
matters. That's all editing and stuff. But just that alone is just awful. And like I said, this wasn't a TMZ Uncovered type thing. She outwardly posted this on social media, and she was proud of this. You know, said, I feel like a good mom. This was, again, she wanted people to know she did this, and that's what makes it even worse.
I don't get it. It's okay if it's one thing if you're 16 or you're 15 or whatever and you get pregnant. That's an entirely different story. You know, that's fine. You know, it's nothing that it's okay. But when you take that and you become famous for it, that's what I have a problem with. You know, you're really not you didn't do anything special. I mean, there's nothing remarkable about what you're doing, and you know, I think ultimately what MTV was trying to do was trying to show what these people were going through, you know, the hardships that they were having to go through being a teenage mother and father. I think that was a good thing. It might have my goal or my thought is their goal was to be more of make it more of a preventative thing. Look how much this interferes with your regular life. But what ended up happening that I don't think people really was expecting was that it turned into this big thing. It turned into all these people were becoming famous because this girl beat the crap out of her husband or her baby daddy, which I hate that term, by the way, because he didn't want to see the child or she had to do homework and he wouldn't take the baby. And this one's getting drunk and drunk driving and this one's doing something else. I mean, that's not, you know, we don't need to capture that. That's not, I don't care. You know, I don't care. You really don't need a whole lot of anything, you know, to be famous nowadays. It's kind of sad.
It's not that you don't need anything. You just have to be controversial. You just have to – and almost have to just be an idiot, like someone who is going to rile people up. Because here we are, again, as we always say, we hate this, but here we are talking about it. And I know that there's going to be something very similar to that.
Right.
Now, something that you can at least understand a little bit more because this person's kind of famous, you know, especially after the Olympics, but good old Ryan Lochte is getting a reality show. Speaking of,
okay.
All right, at least he is famous, correct. You know, he had Olympics, he won, you know, medals, including gold. Didn't do quite as great as a lot of people thought he was going to do, but that's okay. Still an amazing accomplishment.
Right.
I was rooting for him before I heard him speak and saw him in public. so he is getting his own reality show. And it is rare. When it comes to the Olympics, especially, when your national pride and cheering and hoping that everybody from America wins as many golds as possible, it takes a lot for me to not root for an American. And I did not want him to win. Thankfully, that was easy to do because Michael Phelps was involved and you could just as easily cheer for him being another American.
Right.
But Lochte is the dumbest, douchiest guy. It just fits the stereotype of douchey jock. I cannot stand him. And I know a lot of girls out there that I know say that he's attractive. My girlfriend thought he was attractive as well, and then he spoke. And then she was like, wow, he is not attractive anymore.
That's how I felt.
Right.
That's how I felt.
That as well. There's a lot of gay guys out there as well who are thinking the same. Now, whether you're gay or straight as a guy, you were aware that sometimes, you know, in your case, a hot guy, in my case, a hot girl, says something dumb, you know, is just an airhead, but you still would sleep with them. You still talk about how great they are because they're just so darn hot. So for a guy to just turn on you, whether you're a hot girl or a hot guy, you've got to be pretty douchey and pretty stupid. And I feel Ryan Lochte is that way. I know girls are a little bit more judgy when it comes to guys, but you girls out there know that you fall for that dumb jock guy once in a while as well. And a lot of people turned on him. I will not watch the show. I know that there's going to be plenty of clips, whether it's on something like The Soup or go viral online, of him just being an idiot. But just another, at least this guy's kind of famous. That's better than this Teen Mom garbage, but it's still garbage.
I agree. You're an Olympian. You're revered as being, you know, somewhat of you're going to be a legend. You're going to be up there with some of the great Olympians that have been, you know, that have been a part of this sport of this. I think of like Olympians. You know, you think of you know, the gods of sports, so to speak. You know, you look at these people and they've really done. It's day in, day out. There's no friends. They have no friends. They don't eat fast food. They don't drink beer. They don't do any of that. Their life is from morning to bedtime that they train, that they become the best that they possibly can. Well, now that the Olympics are over, I mean, you know, there's been nobody else out there that has gone to this douchebag thing where E! Online, which, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, I watch E! every once in a while, mostly for Fashion Police. And for The Soup, that's kind of about it. I think that somebody like Ryan Lochte, what are they gonna watch? You know, I think that the show is called What Would Ryan Lochte Do? And that's what I'm asking. What are they gonna do on this show that's gonna last for probably a couple of seasons before people realize he's just a douchebag?
I think they only ordered, like, 6 episodes or something ridiculous. So, like, that doesn't really – I mean, I don't know how long they're going to be filming to make these 6 episodes, but, yeah, what is this dumbass going to be doing? I'm sure they're going to set him up in, you know, scenarios where he's out partying like they always do with these reality shows where it's reality, but it was all set up, you know, like,
that's mostly reality anyway. None of it's really real, you know?
Right. It's going to debut in April,
They might surprise me if they go about it kind of doing in the life of an Olympic swimmer, and they kind of show what his routine is, what his daily life is like, and what it's like to be an Olympic swimmer. I think that might be an okay thing, but if it's just some guy partying, I don't want to watch that. I don't care. No one's filming me when I go out partying, and I tell you what, I have a lot of fun.
He is such a meathead. I pulled up the article, and it's just like all these gifs of him doing stupid stuff. He's such a moron. 6 episodes is what it said. That's it. So I don't – who knows how good it's going to be. Well, it's going to be terrible. I know that. Whatever.
They're probably just going to try it out, and if they get a lot of ratings, which I think they are because it's probably going to be short most of the time in the first couple of episodes, and he's going to pick it up for a full season. Mark my
words. Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that.
Mark my words.
By the way, I don't know if you noticed, because we were kind of going on about the reality TV show. And so, you and I were talking. I was getting into the debate. I was enjoying it. I was researching some stuff. And I popped in the chat room. And I was like, I want to see what everybody else thinks about this. Well, it took a long time to come around. Everybody was still talking about Anonymous. It spawned a huge discussion. Everybody was still going on and on about that. So, you know, we might have moved on a little bit too early for everybody. Toku was the only one who decided to move on, saying this girl is crazy and that we should fix, quote-unquote, fix her, all that $16,000, you know, makeover money that she had. And I will say it was all in good fun. No one was being rude in the chat room, but there was some going back and forth too about First Amendment, Second Amendment, Anonymous, and all that other stuff. So I like that we got a lively debate that was going on. And finally they decided, you know, Toku was trying to get everybody to move on. Then Burson said that we should play Would You Rather? And I said that Topher gets embarrassed too easily. But finally people are starting to say, Allison, one of our female listeners, of course, Says that she will not be watching Ryan Lochte, so I appreciate that. I know some females will watch it just because he's attractive, and I can't fault them for that because I've watched shows and movies just because the lead female in it is attractive, knowing that it was going to be horrible. So I'm definitely not faulting anyone for that. but she is not going to be on board, so good to hear that as well. Hopefully no one will be on board, and it'll go away quicker than, you know, it was on the air.
Right. We're not pessimistic people, by the way. We're very happy, very forward-thinking, very progressive people who, you know, who think of the world as being, you know, very opportunistic and things like that. I just don't, like, I just don't get, and I'm going to speak for myself, I don't know about Christian, but I don't get this whole fame for just being famous for not doing a whole lot of anything. That's my thing. Christian?
No, I agree. I agree completely. However, I'd be lying if I said I would turn down an opportunity similar to what they have, if that
right.
makes sense. Like, I would hope that I would come off better, but inevitably that would make no ratings, so I either wouldn't get that opportunity, or if I did, it'd be very boring.
Right.
And so part of it's jealousy, because you're like, what the hell? This person's an idiot, and they've got more money than me for being an idiot, and here I am working hard, doing what you're supposed to do, a normal person, and, you know, making, you know, whatever, but not what these people on TV are making. It's a little bit of jealousy, of course, because you're like, well, why can't I be on television just living my life and making money off of it? But, I do hate it. It is better if it just went away. It was cool when reality shows were still in the infancy, when it was like Real World and Road Rules. That was fun because it was like a new novel thing. It really blew up when Survivor hit, you know, however long ago that was now, like 15 years. That's when the reality thing really took off, because that had just monster ratings, and then all of a sudden there's just reality show after reality show, and just they haven't stopped. Just real life is interesting. But, yeah, when people like Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt and these Teen Moms and Jersey Shore morons are as famous as they are, making as much money as they are, yeah, it's not fair.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. Okay. So another person that I really don't care about, who broke up with somebody else I really don't care about, Taylor Swift broke up with that One Direction person, Harry Styles. I don't care. She just needs to buy a bunch of cats and just be done.
I feel bad for her because, I mean, she's doing it to herself. You know, she's a young girl, and she's just doing what everybody her age did, which was try to find that person that you want to be with. We don't know her life, you know. Who says she's, like, sleeping with all these guys or whatever? She could just be hanging out with some of them, and it's just not working out. But the problem is she's doing it in a very public manner. I know paparazzi makes it tough not to.
Right.
But when there's video of you in the streets of New York City in Times Square for New Year's with him making out, you're kind of bringing this upon yourself. So part of it's her own fault, but I feel bad for her. You know, who could live well with that kind of scrutiny about your relationships at that age? I barely survived relationships at her age, just as it was. I had
right.
issues, problems. So I do feel bad for her a little bit. But yeah, just leave poor girl alone. Like, do not need to know every single guy that she's sort of interested in. Although she is racking up quite the list.
She is. There's a bunch
and
of
I don't
you
know
like,
why I can name every one of them. What is wrong with me? That's the problem.
Oh. Gosh. Well, we're not even going to go down that road. Because I'm like, because
everybody's gone down that
boring.
Boom! Nailed it!
Just like everybody did to her. Ouch.
Yep.
My bad.
Boom. Take that, Taylor Swift. I know you're listening. You listen every week, you dirty tramp.
Oh, my God. Stop. Now, I think that... I don't know. I think her career is too large for her to really have a relationship right now, because everybody that she's dated, the career really hasn't been as big as hers. Now, I'm not saying that I listen to her music or that I like any of her music, but you've got to give the girl credit. She's blowing up the charts left and right. Everybody loves her music. And, you know, it's hit after hit after hit. But granted, all these songs that she's coming out with are are songs about breaking up and I hate
right.
you and I'm never ever ever getting back together and you're trouble and you're the worst person ever and I don't like you and you know you're gonna go down that Kelly Clarkson road where it's like, dude, you just need a hug and a couple of cats and just stop for a little bit. Just and I wonder if it might just be kind of like it might just be ammo for people to kind of watch her and kind of watch what she's going to do, because we know that if she's going to be in a relationship within a month or two, she's going to have another song out about this person. I mean, I don't know if it's a stunt or what it is, but I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't want to sound like a Taylor Swift apologist, but I'm going to. again, keeping in mind her age and how confused about relationships you were and how relationships just seem so life or death at that age. You know, I could see myself in her shoes if I had the talent to be a singer, musician, songwriter, whatever. I probably would have pumped out the same sappy garbage. And the other thing is that, to be fair, I did. Like, I wrote stuff myself. Obviously, not other people didn't see it. It was my own personal stuff. But, yeah, it was, like, stuff like that. Everything revolves around relationships and love and, it takes a while to realize there's more out there and you can be fine on your own and et cetera, et cetera. But also, if you think about it, most hit songs always have to do with love in some capacity. And a lot of times it's broken hearts. Now, there's a lot of different things. It's just that Taylor Swift are just so overtly in your face, clear as day, I'm dealing with a broken heart, because she's not an amazing lyricist by any means. She can write a catchy hook. So it's so in your face, that's what it seems like all she is writing about, but you'd probably be surprised about artists that when you, like, really look at their lyrics and think about it, you're like, oh, shit, this is all about heartbreak and loss and all that kind of stuff. But it's just that she's so obvious because she's everywhere, and she appeals to so many people because it's easy to digest pop music. I mean, it's just how it always has been and always will be.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Taylor Swift. Why are we talking about Taylor Swift?
I give the girl credit. I just have to say, I give the girl credit for the career that she has. I'm just saying that it's kind of old news. You know, it's going to be, she's going to date this guy. It's going to be a couple of months, and the relationship's going to end badly, and soon another song's going to come out, and she's going to lay. And the problem is it's not that it's just a broken heart. It's that she lays everybody's dirty laundry out on her songs, and I think that's a little trashy also.
Right.
But that's just my own opinion.
And all people do that as far as artists, but because she's dating famous people, everybody knows who she's talking about. So I agree with you on that one.
Right.
We've only got a little bit of time here. Real quick, would you rather?
Okay,
only one. Would you rather?
One.
Wake up naked and sore and without any memory of the night before, but next to you is the Burger King telling you had it your way, or would you rather wake up naked next to Ronald McDonald, who tells you were loving it? So the King or Ronald McDonald, who would you rather wake up next to, naked and sore, no memory of the night before?
Oh, gosh. Okay, I don't like clowns at all, so I would have to say Burger King, even though I think their food is absolutely disgusting.
All right, so the King is who you would rather wake up next to. I think that's a fair assessment. Hopefully we'll have some would you rathers in the future.
Yes.
Real quick, thank you everybody for listening. We greatly appreciate it. Toku, thank you for calling in. Hopefully we'll get Mr. Burson to call in one of these days. Allison, all our regular listeners, we hope to hear from you in the future. Quick side note, Kendall says she would prefer Ronald McDonald. Interesting. This might be a debate for another day. you can catch us both. You can catch us on Twitter at NoRulesJustMike, also NoRulesJustMike@gmail.com. Search for us on Facebook if you haven't already, NoRulesJustMike. Topher's on Twitter at iTopher2. I am also there at SENG225, at Sang225. Stay tuned. We got some amazing Uncensored Radio coming up. The amazing
Absolutely.
Karen will be on. Who else is she on?
with tonight.
We have Katrina Johnson, who's fantastic, and I love her so much. And we have Jeffrey Emmett, and who's going to be screening your calls, is the wonderful and talented James. You guys can catch him every weekday, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can always catch the Jake Pentland Show on Saturday at 4. If you've not listened to his show, it is a riot. I highly recommend it. It's very funny. So without further ado, everybody, I'm going to turn it over to our amazing uncensored radio crew. And I cannot wait to talk to you guys next week. Have a great night, guys. Thanks so much.
Bye, everyone. Tuesday, 8 o'clock. We'll see you.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this one?
U-T-R.
Go.
We say and what we want. Give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time. Not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll. We never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to Uncensored Radio. As you know, we are your guiltiest pleasure, and oh my gosh, did you hear the last Would You Rather from Topher and Christian? I've got to throw it to the cast. I heard it, too, and I got an opinion. We got Katrina Johnson. That is Miss Thing on the line tonight. How are you, my love?
Oh, I'm good. I'm ready to dive in. This conversation is making me hungry.
I know, right? Okay, and we've also got Jeffrey Emmett in the house. How are you, Jeffy?
Well, I'm confused. I'm wondering what the hell I missed on Topher's show.
I know. I'm going to tell you in 2 seconds. And, of course, the wonderful, the talented James is on the line. James will be popping in and out of our show. You know we love our producer, James. How are you, producer James?
I am good. How are you?
Okay, so I'm great. So I need to know. Christian came up with this on the No Rules, Just Mics, and he said, would you rather, it's a would you rather thought, would you rather wake up naked with Burger King sitting next to you telling you that you could have it your way, or would you rather wake up naked with Ronald McDonald laying next to you saying you were loving it? Who would be your pick? The Burger King or Ronald McDonald laying naked in a bed? Who would you rather?
I'm going to go for Dave Thomas because McDonald's and Burger King both make me sick.
Dave Thomas is like 60. You want to wake up naked next to Dave Thomas?
Well, better than a clown or a fucking burger, yeah.
Well, no, there's a Burger King. Like, there's a king. They have a mascot.
Who's Dave Thomas? Who's that?
The dude
That's
from
Wendy's. Who's like
Rest
80 years old. I think he passed away.
He's dead. That's why I'll pick him. He's dead.
You're going to have an ambitious spirit.
Bastard.
He likes those. He's got one in his house.
McDonald's and Burger King are just nasty.
Would you rather? It's not eat their food. It's who would you rather wake up naked
next
to
you? Because they're food foul. I said Dave
Thomas.
I know you're more fun. Jeff, I'm going to punch you. The correct answer is I would rather wake up next to the king, obviously, because I'd be his queen. And because I'm not trying to wake up next to a clown.
Okay. I'm sorry, but you know what? I would wake up next to that clown if he had chicken McNuggets.
Oh, and I would say I was loving it. No, but you were loving it. That was
Katrina. Honey, don't you wake up next to a clown on a regular?
I said I'm not trying to do it again.
No, Katrina.
Oh, no.
You don't pay attention. You have the attention span of a watch.
Katrina, Jeffrey, you have the attention span of a walk. Is that what you said?
Wasp.
Oh, a wasp. like a horse's nest, like those scary bee creatures. Worse.
Right.
Okay. Why I gotta have an attention span like a wasp? Just because I know you've been in bed with some clowns?
No, because you weren't paying attention. I already said that.
Oh. Sometimes I can't understand you. It's all the volume or whatever it is. No, I'm just kidding.
It loses its pop. punch if she's already admitted to it, Jeff.
That's all I'm saying. Like, get on board here, buddy. We've been there, done that. That boat's been sailed.
Okay, so this is okay. So James, we got to get your input. Would you rather Burger King King or Ronald McDonald? Who would you rather?
Burger King King, because I'd rather have it my way.
Oh, I like the way James thinks. Okay, so here's another would you rather. Would you rather green spandex or blue spandex?
Green or blue?
Green, obviously. Green or blue spandex. I'm going to start with James.
Green spandex.
Which series?
Yeah.
Mighty Morphin and Turbo.
Turbo was a little kid. It was Blake. My illegitimate son. You can't have sex with a 10-year-old.
I'll say green.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Who the hell is green on Turbo? Was there even a green? That was Johnny, wasn't it?
No,
Johnny
Ross,
I'll give you a clue. He's on a reality show.
Roger wasn't on Turbo, though.
Yeah, he was.
Was he? I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought he was on game.
I thought Roger was lost in space. You know, I'm the only Power Ranger who doesn't know.
Roger was in space, but halfway through Turbo, he took over for Johnny because all the original ones left halfway during Turbo.
Well, that's
right.
Just bullshit.
Yeah,
so
it was a
Roger
recast.
Came on.
They probably asked for more money. It happens. okay, so you know, but you can pick whatever season you want. Would you rather blue or green? Blue. Let's say this. Would you rather blue, red, green, or black? James, you got the mic. Who would you rather?
Okay. Dino Thunder would be black. Mighty Morphin would be green.
He's going to give me choices from each season.
James wants to be me with green stuff. That's all I'm saying.
It's the same person all the way.
He's like Baskin Robbins. He just has like 89 flavors or whatever the hell he got.
Right? But ironically, it's the same person.
Right. Okay,
so
I would just like to tell you I've had your flavor and it's delicious.
Oh, sweet.
And also with how good it is and through texting. Please do.
Katrina, any pictures?
You now have the mic. Who would you rather?
Well, clearly, I would rather green and black because I'm a repeat offender. Green and black, Dino Thunder, space, and turbo. There.
Right. So, Jess, I don't even know why I'm asking you this question, but who would you rather?
Jeff would rather blue, Mighty Morphin, obviously.
Yeah, like, he's the only, I mean, like, I wasn't into long hair, so that kicks out JDF. Oh, no, you know what? That's not true. I would have done red from Mighty Morphin, either or. The first or the second. Blue from Mighty Morphin. I don't know.
Okay.
Walter's missing a finger, so that kind of throws me for a loop.
Oh, my God. I'm going to slap you in the next week.
Donnie was just too nerdy for me. And then he grew his hair long, so that killed him. I don't know anybody after that, so.
Okay. All right.
All
right, let's get
to Ivan Ooze.
Okay.
Well, I happen to be up on my, I'm very up to date on my Power Ranger trivia because I spent last night with Black Nerd.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. He's in Vegas, and we did a video.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. Oh, he loves you. He's going to come on the show after Sundance. He gets back in town the 21st, so he's going to come on.
I absolutely love him. He is going to, we're going to be doing a test shoot soon on some of his characters, so I'm excited. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Who we got?
Who is it?
We have Miss Brianne on the line, and she would like to chime in on the Would You Rather.
Okay. Hi, Brianne.
You better not say blue.
Hi.
Okay.
Who'd you rather, Brie?
Well, because it would be kind of weird, I have to go with green.
Because it would be weird? Which green?
I
which green?
Go with green, because that'd be kind of weird if I went with a certain blue.
Right. Well, there's other seasons. You wouldn't have to go with your brother blue. You could go with the other blues.
But still, it'd be weird. Mine would have to be the evil Green Ranger before he turned good.
She wants gay ass evil style. That's what I'm talking about.
I have to know a secret. Brie is dating someone who has a Green Ranger outfit. Katrina, remember what I told you. Yeah, it's a secret. We're not allowed to say who it is, but we'll say that Brie now has a boyfriend, and he's lovely, and we love him.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't even Facebook me and tell me, Brie, that you were hooked up. You had a boyfriend. What the hell?
I didn't tell anyone. It was a secret.
It happened recently.
That's all I have to say is it happened recently.
I need a detailed memo of all the details on Facebook stats. Missy.
Me too.
Well, no.
Secrets. Well, you can't have secrets from us. You can have secrets from the rest of the world, but you can't have secrets from us.
I know. That's why that's why I have to send it through a PM and not,
right.
not actually post it up on my wall.
Oh, wow. See, Brie, you bounced back. You were going through some things like not even a month ago, and look at you. You got a boyfriend. You're doing big things. I'm very proud of you.
First boyfriend. Yay.
First boyfriend? Oh, yes, my goodness.
First
boyfriend. So, do you feel different?
Kind of, yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
Not quite sure exactly yet.
Okay.
I will send you a message as soon as I get off.
Yeah, okay. I want to know too. Damn it.
I'll tell you, Jeffrey. In the PM, I will tell you. I'm not telling on the air.
Why is it a secret?
Okay, cool.
Is it just a secret because you're just you're a private person, or is it a secret for a reason?
For a reason.
I think Katrina just told me. Oh,
I did.
Shush, Jeffrey, don't say anything. Else, next time I see you, I'm going to kick your butt.
I didn't say anything.
Or I will have Blake do it.
I'm shaking my boots.
So I'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.
That's my favorite. My heart is doing pitter pat. Oh man! Thank you, Brie. We love you, and we love him
too.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Congrats on the budding romance.
Ooh, thank you.
Love is in the air. Wow.
You know what that wedding would look like? It would be amazing. Everybody would be dressed up in.
Yeah, they get married in spandex. You know what's crazy? I think we had a hand in that.
I totally think so.
We are awesome.
I know.
No one knows. Uncensored Radio is awesome. Wow.
I'm excited
That's
about
radio.
That.
We should also be known as the Love Boat.
Right. If you got love issues, feel free to call us, because obviously we know how to hook people up. That's what it is. We're brilliant at this. We might, we can definitely get you into some trouble. So feel free to call us anytime during the show. We'll give you our love. We'll solve your love problems tonight. But
I'm sitting on my love connection. I'm just saying.
Oh.
What?
I'm still waiting on my love connection.
We got you. We got to hook you up when you go to Vegas.
Okay. He already got a love connection in Auburn. Well, he got a hand connection.
Jeffrey.
A happy ending connection.
A wimp hand connection.
You know what, though? This is the thing. Like, you don't want to be, like, have a boyfriend and then go to Vegas, because then you're going to turn into a cheater, Producer James. You got to
go
single, so you need to just...
I would have a free suite of a hall pass.
A hall pass? Ain't nobody giving out hall passes.
I would go sure if I had a hall pass that week. So that would have to stay in Vegas.
You are a grown man, and you're going to have a grown relationship. Ain't nobody giving out no hall passes to go to Vegas. If you have a boyfriend, they ain't going to want you over there doing Lord knows what to Lord who knows what, Ronald McDonald and the King.
Well, you know, if I had one, he could go with me to Vegas.
Oh, but that's no fun, Jamesy. I got to teach you some things. You have got to travel, and when you travel, this is like what, your second trip ever?
Yeah.
And we need you to go and like have a good time and meet new people. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, so why would you go there connected, or why would you bring a date when there's like 1,000 dates to choose from?
Okay, I see your point.
He is like hating on me right now. He's like, okay.
He just like pimp slapped you with her fucking tongue. How does it feel?
No, he's gonna thank me. He's gonna go, Karen. Oh my god.
Okay, I'm not leaving myself open for it right now. But what if I do end up in a relationship before I go to Vegas?
I will say this. I want to know what happened to the guy at the office.
Oh, girl, you didn't hear about that?
No.
He went cuckoo for two.
Yeah.
Oh, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, you can give him a rundown on the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Give her a rundown, I mean.
Well, this guy that I worked with got fired like 2 days after that whole incident happened. And then come to find out, the girl like lied to me about the whole thing.
What? It was
a
hoax.
Yeah, she was trying to invent a relationship, I think. By telling me that he said, you know, that he liked me or that he was interested, when in all actuality, he felt the same way I did about not wanting to date somebody in the workplace, because it's, you know, it would be awkward. It would, you know, your information would be out there for everybody. You know, everyone would have something to say about your relationship or an opinion or something like that. And he agreed with me that it wouldn't be a good idea to date somebody. But no, this bitch, she fucking lied to me. And I'm thinking she was doing it in a way that she was like a fool. But it's in the past. I've moved on from it. That bitch doesn't work with me anymore. I'm cool.
She quit too?
Yep, she quit a couple weeks after.
Wow. Well, this is my thought. It just struck me. I was just hit with an epiphany. Because obviously you're looking for love. It's quite obvious. You're actually willing to turn down an opportunity to go to Vegas and have Katrina Johnson as your host and introduce you to every eligible bachelor in the city. You obviously don't want that experience. So what I'm going to ask you now is, this guy doesn't work with you anymore. Hello? You can now, like, get at him. Have you tried?
Well, here's the thing. What she told me about him thinking I was attractive and all that stuff, he doesn't agree with. He didn't say all that. He never said any of that. So,
well, he may not have said it, but maybe she's crazy and she made up a story, but maybe he's like, hmm.
Well,
he didn't say he wasn't attractive.
I don't know.
He didn't say he was. And now you no longer work with him, so it could be you could do what you want to do now.
Right? I don't know.
Tell us, James, why are you so lonely? I read a Facebook post from you the other day that was saying that you no longer wanted to be single. What's going on in your heart? Talk to us.
Okay, it's going to sound stupid, but I
want... Nothing is stupid on Uncensored Radio, James. Come on now.
I want companionship. I want someone who will text me randomly in the middle of the day just to say hi. I want someone who will listen to me when I don't want to talk to anyone else. You know, I want to have somebody to take me out and have a good time and not be stuck at home all the time, not have to wait for my friends to come around, not have to do any of that, you know? Like, I want...
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy being single and I'm content with it, but I would just I would like something more. I've been single for too long.
Now, do you have an age preference?
An age preference?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a cutoff.
Well, if you hooked you up with a 65-year-old guy, would you be down?
Fuck no.
Okay, what about, like, 30s?
35.
Maybe early 40s.
30s and maybe early 40s. Depends on
and
the guy.
And does it make a difference if I say they own their own business?
Oh, hell yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Jamesy, how old are you?
24.
24, that's what I thought. Okay. Okay,
but
so
honestly,
this is my...
Do you have somebody in mind, Jeff?
Yeah, well, okay, here's the thing. So he's a little nutty. I met him in Missouri. I'm sure this summer I'll run into him again. He's the one, I think I told you guys, that he...
Can you call him?
No, I don't know his number. I got to go through my aunt, but I'm sure I'll see him this summer. He's the one with the limo company that was telling Joe and I about crazy sex stories. You know, and he was excited because he was meeting two kids from the big city.
Oh, well, you're from the big city?
Well, he thought, you know, when you tell people, they're like, where are you from? You say New York. They instantly always assume you're from New York City.
Right.
And I'm like, bitch, no, I'm from central fucking New York. I ain't even near the city. That bitch is like 3.5 hours away.
So he lives where in Missouri? Is that close to James?
I live in Missouri.
Oh, shit. I thought you was in Kansas City. Oh, Kansas City, Missouri. Loser. Okay. Okay, I wasn't good at geography. But anyways, why can't we call him now? Why we got to wait till the summer? He obviously said he's looking for companionship.
Well, no, I'm saying I got to, like, get with my aunt. I don't know this guy's number.
No.
And here's, I don't remember what it really looked like, except for the fact he was a blonde. And I know in my world, blondes need not apply.
Put down the pipe, stop being lazy, and go get you that number right now.
or text your aunt.
I am. Good Lord.
Okay, so also, I want to put it out there. Obviously, James is looking for companionship. He wants romantic gestures, like random text messages, and he likes to cuddle. So if you are listening to the show right now, please call in, because tonight we could hook James up if we have an eligible bachelor. But one, there's like five rules. Your first day of camp start with a sweat and end with the eggs. And rule number two, you cannot take James away from Uncensored Radio for no reason.
I can't believe you just went there.
You cannot be mad when he is talking to us, traveling with us, being our friends. You cannot be mad if your business gets talked about on the radio. What else, guys? We got some more things. We got rules. What else?
He can't make anybody within Michael.
Yeah, your name can't be Michael.
No.
We're not allowed that name on this show. What else, Katrina? You had something. What is it?
I don't think that Jamesy really likes cuddling that much. He has to like really be into you to like cuddling, I say.
Oh, that's true.
I do like cuddling, but I have to be into you.
Have to be into you for that. That's the boyfriend package. Like you gotta earn the cuddle.
He wants companionship.
Yeah.
I think he's looking for a boyfriend.
Yeah, but I'm saying you got to earn the cuddling. That's all. You don't just get that.
Yeah,
right.
James is not easy unless you get in line And then he might just kiss you until you.
Oh, he is so easy. If you give him wine, he's a slut.
That's what I said. He's not easy until you give him wine.
James, I say that with all the love in the world.
James, you see how they are? They like throwing people under the bus. I'll meet you down there.
Yeah. Hey, it's not Karen and I's fault that we keep our vagina and penis at home because we have in-house. We have in-house man junk.
You know what? Now, maybe it's a good thing that I didn't meet you before Joey because I would have just endless material on you. That's all I have to
okay.
say.
Okay. Can I just tell you that Joe just looked at me dead serious and was like, really? I thought I was more than that to you.
You are,
there you go.
You're
you
are, but first things first, you are a sexual need, and then you're everything else after.
Well, I would say sex, paycheck, and then everything else.
Oh, damn.
I'm just kidding. Good Lord.
James, what else are you looking for in your date? They have to give us a picture. You got to post a picture because we're gonna catfish you. So don't be trying to post no like picture from high school and you don't even look like that no more.
Right. Well, and the funny thing is that if anyone does call in, I have to screen them. So if I don't like their voice, they're not coming on the air.
I'm totally putting an ad on Craigslist in Kansas City, Missouri.
No, please don't. Please don't. I've been down that road. It's not pretty.
Oh,
right. He doesn't want the dragon tattoo to show up. Jeff.
So, is it bad that I should say it's too late and I put a picture of you up?
You did not.
That would be terrible.
Yeah,
I will. Katrina, don't worry. I did one for you in Vegas too.
I'm going to punch you in your man memory. I'm going to
Don't worry. I gave them, I got another phone number through that Google Plus, and I told them it was $5.99 a minute. And James can play you. They'll never know the difference. James, can you get a little higher pitch?
No, you need Daisy to play me. You need Daisy to play me.
Daisy would be a great phone sex operator.
Yeah, she would. Yeah. She's got that lovely voice. And then she can do impressions. She can do a Katrina Johnson impression like no other.
Now, I'm just wondering, how does everybody feel? Could you date a phone sex operator, and would you consider that cheating?
I wouldn't consider it cheating. It's a job, and you're doing it over the phone.
What about, is it like, could it be cheating like, you know, maybe you have people, like, people get mad if you connect with someone on Facebook or you're, like, you know, emotionally connected to someone through the internet. What's the difference? You're actually giving people happy
endings. That's kind of like asking if you could date a stripper. Like, that's the same idea.
Well, not really, because they're just dancing with their clothes off in front of people. They're not having, like... verbal sex with
somebody. They're bumping and grinding with a tiny piece of material between them.
Yeah,
but this is different.
They're connecting.
They're lap dancing.
I think that's worse because they're in person. They're smelling each other's stuff.
Yeah.
Each other's eyes. I think that's worse.
They're touching on somebody.
I think that's way worse than hearing my voice.
A stripper wouldn't bother.
What about a prostitute?
Okay, yeah, not so much. Well, it depends. How much money are we talking? We talking like the ex-governor
of
New York?
Call girl, call man, prostitution. We're talking high level.
Well, I'm saying, if it could get me a big fucking like 15,000 square foot house with a pool, maybe.
You are so full of it.
He is so full of it. Like, I haven't really seen Jeffrey be jealous, but I know he's full of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Katrina, honey, you never will.
He's so conceited, he'll never get jealous.
Honey, it's just like, you know, it's like when I met the Power Rangers at Morphicon. Yeah, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. I just don't show those kinds of emotions.
What if one of those Power Rangers, especially one of the ones that you thought were hot, were digging on Joey.
Well, Steve was. He had his face in Joe's crotch. And I, okay, see, no, at that moment, okay, I guess I'm wrong. I was jealous.
Yeah, you were jealous. You were.
I was. But that wasn't because.
He wanted it to happen to him. He wanted
yeah.
it because. He wanted the experience.
Get it. So I guess in it's still not jealousy. Sorry, Katrina.
No, so
I tried.
Let's say this. What if there was a Power Ranger? He was overtly hitting on Joey, and Joey was blushing.
I'd ask David if I could watch.
I gotta be David. I just said anybody. You wouldn't get jealous. You wouldn't have even a tingle of like, what the fuck?
I'd probably go find the nearest gym.
Oh, God.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I don't understand the dynamics of swinger couples. Like, I don't get how they could watch each other.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
I couldn't do that. I'm not a jealous person, but that I could never deal with, ever.
Yeah. I don't want to see my man connecting with some other girl, even if it's
hell,
just sexual.
No, I don't, nope.
I'm trying to
Well, it just so happens I know some.
Really? Give us
yeah,
the inside scoop on that.
Okay, it involves Midge. Of course.
Midge is a swinger?
Yeah. No, but she kind of hooked up with one a couple of weeks back. So, some friends of mine came. Katrina, I don't know if you got the pleasure to meet them. The orgy folks that everybody was tweaking out about?
I don't think so. I think I would remember that.
Right.
Oh. Well, yeah.
And she would have texted me and told me. Duh.
Needless to say,
yeah.
They were up from a lot of state. And, yeah, they came over, whatever, and there were drinks flowing. And the girlfriend went downstairs and started boffing with little Shan.
Started what with her?
They were knocking boots, sister.
Oh, you said bossing. What is bossing? That's knocking boots?
Boffing? Yeah, knocking boots, boffing.
I've never heard that. Must be an Auburn term.
I don't know that term either. Bossing?
Actually, no. It was a term
it's
in the
Auburn.
80s. Just watch Troop Beverly Hills and Outrageous Fortune with Bette Midler and Shelley Long. They say bossing
quite
a bit.
You know I ain't watching neither one of them movies.
What, girl, Outrageous
That's
Fortune is
term.
Fabulous.
So get
in
back
Beverly
to the
Hills.
They were smashing. They were smashing?
Yeah. They smushed.
Wow.
They totally were smushing. And that girl was fucking loud as shit.
And where
wow.
was the husband?
What?
Where was the husband?
He went downstairs and fell asleep because he was a little drunk. Well, he was about to mack it to my other friend, but she got too drunk and had to go home.
So they're like,
wow.
They're really more like, they're an open couple. They got an open relationship. Like, you can just go get with whomever you want.
Okay. Look, they may
yeah,
or may not, they may or may not have smushed with a person that's been on our radio show, and it's not me.
Oh, my gosh. Who? Who? I need a text message. I need something. I need a clue. Give me a clue.
Pothead.
Oh, BC. Wow. Was it together or was it just individually?
Yeah,
no.
Well, there was a fourth person involved, too, and then two Russians.
What the fuck?
What?
The Russians
like
were taking photos.
Six people? It was like
the
a
Russians,
total of six
no.
people?
The Russians, I don't believe, participated, but they took the photos. And the photos
were
quite interesting.
They were voyeurs, though. They were like the watchers.
Yeah, from the best of my memory of recollection, because I was a little smashed when I heard this, the girl may have, I don't think so, but I think they just took the pictures. And I didn't see them in any of the pictures.
That is insanity. Wow. I'm
but
at
now,
a loss
it,
for words.
The girl in this situation, she she's okay with it, but it's not, you know, like, it's not her end goal for the relationship.
The one who got with the Mitch.
Yeah.
Well, she's obviously, like, it's her end goal if she's getting with somebody else in your house.
Well, apparently she used to be a lesbian.
Of course she was.
She used to be with girls. But then she got with this guy, and she was all about him. But then she got with Lil' Sam, but Lil' Sam was mad because, you know, she couldn't give her a happy ending.
Wait, what?
Right? You couldn't give her a happy ending?
Who?
The girl. I can't say her name. I know.
That's not my fault. Okay? I mean, I did everything in my power to give that girl a happy ending. Okay? I was aggravated as fuck. I wasn't trying to leave that bathroom until she did.
Oh, she's still talking. Did you catch all that?
Uh-oh. I thought she was loud, and she didn't get a happy ending, and she's screaming for no reason.
Yeah, apparently that's one of her problems, is she just doesn't. I was like, that life has got to suck.
Is she on drugs?
No. Great. No, I think it's, I don't know what it is, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, Lil' Sam was a little, she was
a little disappointed.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I didn't
Yeah. I'm telling you, the craziness, it never stops.
Well, I'm never going into that downstairs bathroom, by the way. I wasn't coming out of that bathroom until she did.
Need not worry. The next morning before I did anything, I threw out the toothbrushes because you never know with Midge. And deeply sanitized the whole room.
Oh, my God.
You throw away the toothbrushes. I don't get it.
You never know. Girls, toothbrushes,
lesbians.
You know, plungers.
Oh, my God.
I don't see how that's enjoyable.
That doesn't make
sense. I don't either, but I just...
I wasn't going to take a chance.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So he had to throw out all blunt objects in that room.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty much. I had to start from fresh, and I went through a whole bottle of bleach.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm not about to go up to somebody and ask them where their hoo-ha's been. That's kind of rude.
Right.
Really? You're not going to be rude and ask someone where their hoo-ha's been? You ask me everything.
Well, no, I mean, I can ask you everything, but I mean, I'm sorry, but after, you know, your escapades, it's not like I was like, you know, was your vagina freshly washed before you slept on my bed? Like, I'm not going to ask people those kind of questions. It's over anyway. Probably. Maybe I'll start a questionnaire when people come. I'll have them fill out a questionnaire about where their vagina's been,
and
their man junk. Yes, their FICO score and yearly income.
Oh, man. I'm so at a loss for words that I don't even remember, like, what the topic is so I could change the subject.
Could you date a phone sex operator, Karen?
Probably not, no. I'm a territorial type person. Like, I'm not a jealous person, but if you're mine, you're mine, and I don't want to share you in any way.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think I'm a jealous person, but my girlfriend dates just like this girl that I love, my friend Melissa, and she's beautiful. She's a dancer, like jazz ballet, like not stripper dancer, dancer. And she dates that are male strippers. And she's the most beautiful man I've ever seen in my life. But I can't even look at them because I don't really respect it all that much because in my mind, it's their job to take advantage of women for a living. Like, she'll tell me stories like they go to dinner and they expect her to pay because they're used to being taken care of by women. And I don't look at them as their men. I don't think of them as manly. They look manly. They're tall. They're buff. They're gorgeous. But I don't think they act like men. I don't think that's manly to me.
Right.
I think
What does that say about your friend, though, really?
She likes beautiful guys.
Right, but I'm not trying to pay for you to go to dinner. Bitch, you got to pay for me or you got to get the fuck to stepping.
Well, that's what I told her. She's she's since kicked that one to the curb, but I was appalled. And she had to tell him the tip, and, like, it was obnoxious.
Like, well, he worked in the tipping industry, and he didn't want a tip.
Exactly. And that's the best part. He played it off like he was foreign and he didn't understand. I'm like, that's bullshit. He works in the tipping industry. He knows what he's doing.
Right.
He's playing everyone and everything all the time, and I don't like it. I don't trust him. I don't like it. And that's the thing. Like, you really have to trust your partner, and I think people in those professions are a lot harder to trust, and it's not always their fault, but if they get a bad rap. And this guy was the other male stripper, definitely a bad rap.
Wow.
And like I said, he's one of the most beautiful men I have ever seen. Like, he does billboards. He's an underwear model. He's all over L.A. in the Hollywood men billboards.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like I could never trust a man that's on a billboard in his underwear.
Really? You couldn't trust Mark Wahlberg?
Hell no, girl, because you know damn well he's not keeping his junk in his pants.
He's married. Like, he's got, like, I think he's been married for a long time. Could you trust an actor who had to have love scenes with other men or women?
Yes,
now,
I could. Different.
I just, as long as I didn't watch.
You wouldn't go to their movie and watch it?
No, I don't, I mean, I don't know. Like, I've always thought about that. Like, even if, like, something took off from the reality show, like, I don't know. Like, to me, like, I think it's hard because I feel like if you're going to act and you're going to, like, you kind of have to fall in love with your co-star a little bit, right? To be in a, you know.
If you're, like, a method actor, maybe. I mean, even method, though, it's just you.
Yeah, but
you
I feel like if
moment.
You're caught up in, like, the script and the storyline, like, I feel like most people probably do.
Well, that's why there's a lot of on-set romances and people be having affairs on set.
Well,
you're
that's
not,
what I'm saying.
They're on location for long hours. But the thing is, a lot of times the character they're playing is completely different from who they really are. So if you fall in love with that character, you're an idiot because that's not really anybody who exists.
Yeah,
right.
But I mean, it's not that you're falling in love with the character. You're falling in love with the moment. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's a lot of people, like, that's how affairs happen. They get caught up in that moment and what's going on in that moment when it's not even real.
Right. Well, I agree with you on that. I always think it's never about, because usually you'll see a person who has an affair. They usually have an affair with someone who's not even as attractive as the person they're with or don't even have. What?
That pisses me off. Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger with his maid, she was chewed up, riled up at feet. Like, really?
Well, you know what that is. You know what that was. That was his sex slave. Like, she was just, like, he was just, I don't even want to think about that because it makes me throw up a little bit in my mouth every time.
Maybe she
was
an awesome person.
She wanted to be, they used to say, like, she used to dress up in Maria's clothes, and, like, she wanted to be, like, she tried to pattern herself like Maria, but I think that was total, like, a sex thing. Like, I think this, I think Arnold Schwarzenegger is, like, a sex addict, and he just had someone who was willing to give it every, like, it's always someone beneath you that they have, you know, an affair with. So that's your. I feel like you're right in saying that it's about that moment, or it's about like one particular thing.
Yeah. So that to me, it just seems like, and I mean, if you look like the proof in the pudding, you know, look at Hollywood. How many couples truly, really stay together?
Right.
Not many, and I want to say
in Hollywood, there's a lot of different dynamics that bring you apart. Like, one, nowadays, it's like couples are under the spotlight, and it's just, I think it's just too much. Like, it's not a private relationship.
Brad Pitt, you know, and he fell in love with Angelina on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I mean, it happens.
They stay together, though. Like, that's kind of
Yeah, but you know, when's the last time he's...
What?
Was that me echoing I heard, or was that James?
I don't know.
You're hearing things. You're schizophrenic.
Oh.
I don't echo, but But yeah, I mean, but think about like you said, Brad Pitt and Angelina, they're a perfect example. Like
and
that
they
movie,
haven't
Mr.
really.
Mrs. Smith was like heavy passion.
Well, and they haven't really been in a movie.
People, it was the two hottest people in the world at the time.
Mhm.
Yeah, but since they've been together, when's the last time you remember them being in a role where like the person fell in, madly in love with somebody else?
Right.
I don't think there really has been one for either of them.
They probably won't
like,
put themselves in that position because they know that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where it comes to, like.
To that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so I feel like it's something you kind of have to balance where, to me, I don't know. So,
right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right.
I think it's a slippery slope if you're trying to be in a relationship, you know?
Mhm. Well, you know, the thing is like you're with these people 15 hours a day. You're with them. I mean, it's like a ridiculous time, and most of the time, you know, acting schedule will take you away. Like you might travel a lot. You may not be close to your mate a lot. So I mean, you're definitely in a vulnerable state, I think.
Right. And at that point, what are you supposed to do? Like have your mate with you all the time and let them quit their job to follow? You know what I mean? Like. Didn't Halle Berry try that? Like she got with somebody that didn't work and like just kind of went with her everywhere and that didn't work either for her.
Well, yeah, she's not gonna respect him.
Right.
Right.
So it's almost like a catch-22. Like I don't know. Like that's a tough one for me. I don't know.
I think a relationship's hard enough. And then you throw in the entertainment industry, it just is like, oh, man, like, it's just too much, I think. And that's why I always think that people who are in the industry shouldn't date. I don't think I've ever really been attracted to anyone else in the industry for that reason. Like, it's just the dynamic is not good.
Well, I never dated anyone in the industry until I went Power Ranger. But I will
Sorry,
say
Katrina.
This. I know, but I will say that it's been difficult for them to accept.
Right.
And that's the trouble with someone else in the industry. If you're doing well and they're not, then, you know, there's trouble and it's not your fault.
Right. Right. And I also think, like, it's instantly a competitive dynamic. Not that it should be, but it is. Like, you're dating someone who competes every day for attention. At, you know, like when you're an actor, that's basically what you do. You go to an audition, you're competing to get their attention. So then you date someone who does that also. It's like, I think the dynamic is instantly competitive.
Yeah, not good.
I mean, I just think it's not good at all. Like, it's almost like you need to date someone who's so far removed from that. Otherwise, yikes.
I feel like there's competition, though, in anything. You know, if somebody's bringing in a significant more amount of money than the other person, I think that's tough, too.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's amazing to me. Like, I could talk about relationships all day because it really blows my mind how people really get, like, upset if you're, like, you know, let's say your husband or your wife is making more money than you. And it's like, I don't see how I would be mad at that. I'd be so happy.
I would be mad if my man is making more money than me. I'll work harder and I'll try to make as much as he does. But I'm not going to be mad and I'm not going to be jealous. I'm just going to go spend his money.
Right.
Right? Like,
yeah, I'm okay with
that. I'm going to go spend our money.
Right. I know so many couples, though, that they have problems with that. Like, it's weird. Like, I think women and men we're different nowadays. Like, everybody's so independent and everybody's so aggressive. And, like, you know, girls ask guys out, you know, all the time. And it's just a different generation, I guess, of thinking. And it blows my mind when I would never be intimidated by somebody more successful than me. I would be so happy.
Me too.
I would tell every day.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm thinking, like, okay, I don't have to work full-time, and I can focus on other projects.
Right.
I'm not really seeing the downside of that.
No. And then you go to places with them, and you probably get a lot of attention, because you know successful people get attention. I like attention, so that's, like, great. That's attention I didn't even have to work for.
Right.
I don't see the problem.
And right, and I think, like, what were you saying? Like, you'd buy hotels or you'd go to them?
You do what?
No, I didn't catch, like, were you saying you'd buy a hotel or you'd just be in them?
Hotel? Who said anything about a hotel?
I thought you were saying something about a house. I don't know. But I lined that thought. I didn't want to repeat it again because, you know, it happened earlier. But, like, you know, I could take their money and then go make more money with their money.
She said she would like that hotel.
Coattails, not hotel.
Yeah, coattails. I just need a little seed money, you know, to go whatever it is the hell I want to do.
I know, that'd be like in-house investor. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. That's
great. And the shopping. The shopping.
Oh, the shopping. Oh. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I'd be decorating the house like every year just because.
Oh, like what's her puts? Gloria Vanderbilt there. She redoes her whole house every 3 months. 3 months.
That's crazy.
I love her. Love.
I could do that, but not every 3 months. Like, I would be like, I'd be so tired. Like, you're not tiring in this to, like, do. And, like, she seems like I would be the type, I'd be involved. Even if I had help, I still would be involved. That's a lot of work.
Right. Well, she is. And that's great. Like, she changes the rugs, the walls, the I mean, everything. And I'm sitting here like, okay, that's crazy amount of money, one. And two, like, by the time you're done, you have to start again.
Yeah, that's dumb.
But it probably, you know, that's probably what keeps her busy. You know, I mean, I did see, which I was so shocked, a pair of her jeans at Sears. I was like, oh, I didn't even know that they really made them anymore.
Maybe she's got the new throwback line. You know, vintage, like, vintage is in. I'm like, they call it, you know, vintage, and it's just used.
Yeah. Well, not at Sears. They're not going to sell you shit. Like, these were new.
Right. Oh, right. Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, no, I couldn't decorate my house every 3 months. That would just be a little too, I don't know, a little too crazy for my taste.
Honey, I'm not sure I could do it once a year because it would just make me nuts. And, like, I wouldn't be able to talk to people for a few months while I was doing it because I would just be angry.
What would you do, though? Like, let's say today, right now, you get the $1 million check. What is it that you're going to do first?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going to finance a project.
Okay. Okay, let's say your projects are going good, though, and you got to, what would you do first for yourself? Like, what is your indulgence? Like, what would you indulge in?
That's the sad thing. I would invest in something. Like, I would find a hobby that I liked that I could make money at.
How about you, Katrina?
I know it's fucked up.
I know. I'm like, you wouldn't do anything. That's what happens with you, Jeff. You never think to do anything for yourself.
Mm-mm.
Crazy. How about you, Kat?
I have a plan. My first indulgence of 2013 is going to be to go pay for my trip for me and Daisy to go all over Europe.
Very cool.
I think I've paid almost all of it, but I want to go pay the rest.
Right.
And then I want to upgrade us. Like, we're doing this tour all over Europe. It's like 20 different cities or whatever, and, like, the hotels are booked and everything. Everything's booked except the flight, but I would upgrade everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, wait, you're really doing it?
Yeah.
Oh.
We've been planning this over a year.
Have you put your request in for a vacation? I'm just joking.
No, but I just figured I could handle that with the producer, and I do a bunch of speeches.
Right, no, we're just joking.
Karen, I just want to thank you for the invite. We appreciate it. We'll be too busy over here working. Don't worry about it.
Karen could go, but she would never leave her boyfriend for 3 weeks. And Jeffrey, do you know how many planes you'd have to be on and for how long? There's no way you'd want to.
There's no way I'd go.
I know, there's no way.
Daisy's going to leave her man for 3 weeks, a man she has sex with every day?
Yeah, she already did one of these.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of awesome though. I think that's a great indulgence because that's best friend time. That's everything.
And it's learning, expanding your mind.
Yeah, everybody was at the same time. I couldn't hear. What now? Okay, now my
James.
I think the UCR personal assistant should be included in this little trip because, you know, you're going to need somebody to go get Starbucks for you and all that good stuff.
And to curl the weave. Like, he doesn't know how to curl the weave.
That is true.
I don't know, bitch. I can't see you on a plane that long either.
I could do it.
Bus boy.
He'd be trying to hike to the next country.
The thing is, though, but it's different when you're flying first class. And it's unlimited champagne, and you'd be with me, and I was a flight attendant, so I'll keep you safe.
Girl, first class don't matter when you fucking hit the ground in a fiery crash.
You're not going to hit the ground in a fiery crash.
Oh, my God.
And I just went back to flight attendant school 3 weeks ago, so I'm current. Like, you'll be fine. I just put out fires 3 weeks ago. You'll be fine. Just go with me.
Hey, as long as you don't fly in Russia, I think you're good. They got some plane problems over there.
Well, you know why? Because their planes are so damn old.
Well, this is the thing, though, with Europe. That's where most of the plane crashes happen because they don't fucking check up on their shit.
I went to Russia last year. It's fine. Just take your own plane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't fly a Russian plane. It's not don't fly into Russia. Don't fly a Russian plane.
I'll take the boat.
But anyway, my first indulgence wouldn't be, but is going to be. It's not a what if, it's a when.
Right.
We're already going, it's just when am I going to upgrade us? That is the question.
Right.
That's my goal.
Right. I think that would be my indulgence. I would do it a little different. I would do like a family vacation because I've got like, you know, my sisters who probably haven't gone. I've got one sister that travels, but the rest really don't travel. And I would want to take them to, like a fabulous, let's go lay on a beach vacation, you know. And
see, you look at your family. That's nice.
I do. I love my family. Like,
real nice.
I know. It's rare, but it happens. I do love my family. But I would do that. Like, I literally would plan a family trip, but I'd have to, like, separate it because I know my mom and dad wouldn't want to go on a trip together. So I'd have one half the family 1 week and the other half the other week.
That's nice. I'm going to take my dad somewhere this year. I don't know where. He likes Hawaii, but I'm sick of Hawaii, so maybe Costa Rica. I got to take my dad on places where there's no hot men, so I'm not missing out on anything, you know what I mean?
Costa Rica doesn't have hot men?
Well, no, they do, but I wouldn't,
They have small penises.
We got to look at the map. We got to send her to a place where the small penis is, and then she'd be all right.
Yeah, like, send me to Bali. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll go there.
Oh, my gosh. Who said that Bali had small penises? I don't remember Bali being on the small penis list. Were they?
Yeah. Oh,
hold on.
Yeah.
I'm looking up the map. I'm pulling the map up.
We got, like, 2 minutes. Pull it up fast. 3 minutes. I don't know. What's our time, James?
Three minutes.
Awesome.
We're running close.
So, James, what are you going to do when you get the $1 million check? What's your indulgence?
My indulgence is I'm going to buy a nice house, a new car, and then set my family up.
You're in a better phone?
Oh, that's awesome.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. I like how James always has a list. He never has one thing. He's like, I got a list of things I got to do.
That's
not on a list.
I do.
He was like, he had a list of Power Rangers. He's got a list of indulgences. I like that about you, James.
My list of Power Rangers was one Power Ranger each time.
It was the same one.
That's true. That he was just naming. He was just bragging, and I letting everybody know he knew all the colors.
and well, the seasons and what year.
Power Ranger bragger.
Well, kids, we're going to get cut off because, you know, we've done the two-hour thing. So it's going to just click us off in about 40 seconds. So have a good night, everybody, and we'll be back
love
tomorrow. And check us out on Facebook.com/Uncensored Radio and follow at Katrina A. Johnson, at Karen Ashley, at Jeffrey Emmett. And what the hell's your name, James?
It's not at Karen Ashley. It's at official Karen Ashley.
No, your Twitter name is at Karen Ashley.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Facebook is at official.
And I'm at Jen Thinking. And I'm at Jen Thinking. We're all so original.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Absolutely.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.